By the way, did you tell Gwendolen the truth about your being Ernest in town and Jack in the country?
My dear fellow, the truth isn't quite the sort of thing one tells to a nice, sweet, refined girl. What extraordinary ideas you have about the way to behave to a woman.
The only way to behave to a woman is to make love to her, if she is pretty, and to someone else, if she is plain.
Oh, that is nonsense.
What about your brother? What about the profligate Ernest?
Oh, before the end of the week, I shall have got rid of him. I'll say he died in Paris of apoplexy. Lots of people die of apoplexy quite suddenly, don't they?
Yes, but it's hereditary, my dear fellow. It's a sort of thing that runs in families. You had much better say a severe chill.
You are sure a severe chill isn't hereditary, or anything of that kind?
Of course it isn't.
Very well, then. My poor brother Ernest is carried off suddenly in Paris by a severe chill. That gets rid of him.
But I thought you said that Miss Cardew was a little too much interested in your poor brother Ernest. Won't she feel his loss a good deal?
Oh, that is all right. Cecily is not a silly romantic girl, I'm glad to say. She's got a capital appetite, goes long walks, and pays no attention at all to her lessons.
I would rather like to see Cecily.
I will take very good care you never do. She is excessively pretty, and she is only just 18.
Have you told Gwendolen yet that you have an excessively pretty ward who is only just 18?
Oh, one doesn't blurt these things out to people. Cecily and Gwendolen are perfectly certain to be extremely great friends. I'll bet you anything you like that half an hour after they have met, they will be calling each other sister.
Women only do that when they have called each other a lot of other things first. Now, my dear boy, if we want to get a good table at Willis's, we really must go and dress. Do you know, it is nearly 7.
Oh, it always is nearly 7.
Well, I'm hungry.
I never knew you when you weren't.
What shall we do after dinner? Go to a theatre?
Oh, no, I loathe listening.
Well, let us go to the club?
Oh, no, I hate talking.
Well, we might trot round to the Empire at 10.
Oh, no, I can't bear looking at things. It is so silly.
Well, what shall we do?
Nothing.
It is awfully hard work doing nothing. However, I don't mind hard work where there is no definite object of any kind.